It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast song challenge number
2.
And this is Olivia Quickie.
And am I supposed to say your name? WC Chronicles.
And we had a song challenge. We didn't get to do it Wednesday because we had schedule conflict, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
You got hit by a meteor or something like that, or a piece of airplane fell out of the sky?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. All right, so what was your pick last week?
It was Lost Boys by Ruth B.
And mine was The Monkees, She Makes Me Laugh. And we gave everybody an opportunity to vote twice if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And what was the final total? And this is by no means scientific, just for fun, right?
WC Chronicles got 85.
Monkees got 85.
And Lost Boys got 69.
That's still pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's still very good.
Very close, very close.
Okay, so, and we're going to do a song challenge again this week, right?
Yes.
Do we want to go do yours first or mine?
Yours.
You want to do mine first?
Yeah.
You're so kind. Mine, do you know a guy named Tom Petty?
No.
You ever heard of Tom Petty?
Do you know who John Wayne is?
John Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
A movie cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, I was watching this Lucy Love show yesterday.
Yeah.
My mom, she told me to watch it, so I was just like, whatever, it's probably black and white. It wasn't. It was actually really funny. They stole John Wayne's footprints.
They did?
Yeah. And then they kept breaking it.
And I'm Lucy, and I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. I've seen that episode.
They kept breaking it, and then they got a 6-month supply, which was only 3. They'd be done with that in 2 days.
In the very end, John Wayne brings, like, the, what, 3 of them in for them to break them? I remember that episode. It was good.
Crazy redhead.
How often do you watch I Love Lucy?
I just watched it yesterday because it was a superstar special.
You should watch it all the time just because she is so funny. You're kind of like Lucy, but you're Lucy and Ethel rolled it into one.
See, I wouldn't step or sit in a bucket of cement.
You did? I wouldn't do that. Well, no, I wouldn't sit in it. All right, so my song is called Hungry No More. It's by Tom Petty's group Mudcrunch. It's the second time that they've done an album. So can I start it?
It's my favorite part, Grease. Look.
It's not Grease.
I know, but it's on the show. And it's
I'm going to start the music. This is Hungry No More, Tom Petty and Mudcrunch. Tom Petty band Mudcrutch, Hungry No More. What did you think of it, Olivia?
Very long intros, extras, middles.
Extra longs?
Very long.
But we got yours up now. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this because you know I heard about this song, but I didn't want anything.
It's number one. Oh my god, I have another one too, but.
One song a week.
I know.
You can play it during the podcast if you want to.
Can we do two song challenges in one day?
How about we just play it on as an intro on the podcast?
Okay.
Okay. So who's your pick?
For what?
For song challenge number two.
Oh. J-Lo.
No, Meghan Trainor.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Me too?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's so good about this song?
I don't know. It's just self-reassuring.
Self-reassuring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's me, standing in the mirror. What's that? Thing hanging around my neck. That's gold. Show me some respect. Oh, I thank God every day that I woke up feeling this way. And I can't help loving myself. And I don't need nobody else. Nuh-uh. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I rock you like a timepiece. I go straight to VIP. I never pay for my drinks. My entourage behind me. My life's a movie, Tom. So bless me, baby. And even if they try to, they can't do it like I do. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me.
Wow. That was good. You know what? That's definitely a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it because it's a definite pop song?
No, I like it because it's sung by Meghan Trainor.
Have you been listening to a lot of her material?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know.
Maybe. Is she like, if Meghan Trainor, she'd be like a Powerpuff Girl with no hands?
Still listen to her because she has a...
Still listen to it. So, people can go to our Instagram accounts and vote on Meghan Trainor's Me Too and Tom Petty's Hungry No More, right, Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get the results on Instagram for the results of the voting from last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to make a video of it.
Mm-hmm.
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 So, shall we say goodnight?
Goodnight.